It's not like any other podcast. Coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Hey there, Darren Garman here, and welcome to this week's podcast. Before I get into this week's podcast and the subject matter of unauthorized chicken, I just wanted to remind you that we have a few seats and only a few seats remaining for the Heartland Multifamily Investment Summit and Property Tour. Okay. Heartland Investment Summit and Property Tour is happening in 2020. There are two dates, January 13th, which is, that's about a month away or so. So January 13th, we have a few seats remaining for that, or March 9th, we have a few seats remaining for that. If you are a serious investor looking to make multifamily real estate, whether you're active or you're passive, and you want to have multifamily real estate and the benefits that it gives investors play a bigger role in your wealth building, your income, then you need to check out the information at heartlandinvestmentsummit.com. That's heartlandinvestmentsummit.com. There I have all the information of everything I'll be covering during the Multifamily Investment Summit and Property Tour. You'll get an idea of everything we'll talk about, as well as an idea of what we're looking at when we tour the apartment community. So once again, that is January 13th, March 9th. For more information, and if you're serious, you will want to attend this, by the way. www.heartlandinvestmentsummit.com. And the last thing I'll mention to you is it is limited to 15 investors. 15 for January 13th and 15 for March 9th. That's it, 15. www.heartlandinvestmentsummit.com. If you're late, if you're number 20 on the list or 25, sorry, it is the first 15. One more time, www.heartlandinvestmentsummit.com. All right, so on today's podcast, or I should say this week's podcast, I guess it's the same. I'm recording the podcast today. You're listening to it on a day. This is this week's podcast. I'm talking about unauthorized chickens. That's right. It wasn't a typo. It was not one of my staff members getting crazy and doing something, you know, goofy. It is unauthorized chicken. And what in the hell does an unauthorized chicken, what is that, number one? I'll tell you here in just a second. And number two, what does that have to do with you? I think you're going to enjoy this story, and there's a couple of lessons in here that I wanted to pass on and make it part of this podcast. So what the hell is unauthorized chicken? Well, I laughed almost, well, pretty much uncontrollably. It wasn't fall on the floor laughter, but it was close, at our maintenance and management staff meeting we had here a couple of days ago. So once a week, I meet with our management and maintenance staff and, you know, go over various things weekly. And so we're having a meeting. And one of my managers of an apartment community tells me the following story, that we have a unit vacant for rent, of course. A very nice looking couple come into the office. They fill out, you know, the application. They submit their application fee. Of course, they like the apartment, so our community manager showed them the apartment that was for, and they wanted it. So, of course, they fill out the application. They submit the application fee, and this couple, because it's good to know as part of the story. They are engaged, but they're not married yet. So they're engaged, but not married. And I don't know when the, you know, when the big day is, but they're engaged, not married. Okay. So when you run an application on people, you run it on everybody. Okay, there are a couple, but even though there are a couple, you got to run the application. You got to do background, and you got to do background checks, criminal checks, verification of employment. I mean, all that stuff, you've got to do it on, in this case, both of them. Okay, so our manager runs all the necessary checks on the guy. And the guy comes in squeaky clean. Great job history, great credit, no criminal background, no credit problem. I mean, so squeaky clean. Okay. So she's thinking, well, it'll be great when we run the background on his soon-to-be wife. Because she's pretty much at this point expecting it to look the same. Well, guess what? It doesn't look the same. As a matter of fact, it's a disaster. Not necessarily from a criminal standpoint. There was no, there's no background crime, a criminal background with this young lady. But she did have various credit issues, late payment issues. Among them was the following. The last apartment community she lived at, she was evicted from that community because of the damage that took place to her apartment and her floor, especially her floor coverings. Okay, so carpet, linoleum, vinyl plank, whatever it was. So she was evicted. She got notice, was evicted mainly because of the continued damage that was being done to the apartment. Okay? And unfortunately, this young lady still owed this apartment community $2,200+ in damages. So this just gives you an idea. This community actually went to court and got a judgment rendered against this young lady. That's how bad the damage was. Okay, $2,200+. You probably know where I'm going with this. What, pray tell? What would have caused that amount of damage to her living unit? That's right, a pet chicken. I'm not kidding. A pet chicken. Or as it came up on her background check, she was evicted because of an unauthorized chicken. An unauthorized chicken. And I said, I have never heard of, I've heard of a chicken, I've heard of unauthorized, but I've never heard of an authorized chicken. So this young lady had a pet chicken, an unauthorized chicken, that is, that completely destroyed her living unit, was such a mess. The management said, you got to go. You got to get you and your chicken out of there. Goodbye. Okay. So, yeah. Now, I could end the story there. That in and of itself is actually pretty funny. And by the way, now you've got some really good cocktail party or holiday party conversation with this story, right? Yeah, the unauthorized chicken story, because it will get attention. But it gets better, because the next day, boyfriend, okay, couple, remember the couple's engaged, boyfriend comes into the office. At the point that we found out that this young lady had an unauthorized chicken and property damage and all these issues, of course, the decision was made, we can't rent to these people. Well, we had not contacted them yet. We were going to contact them the following day, but before we could, in walks the boyfriend, okay, into the office, and he's fully expecting good news, fully expecting to rent the apartment, only to be told by our manager, sorry, we can't rent to you. So, of course, what do you think he wanted to know? Why? Why can't you rent to us? Well, you need to talk, my manager tells you, you need to speak with your spouse about, We found some issues with her rental history. You may want to find out about that. So at the end of the day, here's what we find out. Because he wants the place, and he's like, there's got to be a mistake. Something's got to be going on. At the end of the day, he has no idea that his wife-to-be had any kind of former issues with renting, had any kind of unauthorized chicken, nor did he know she had a thing for chickens, keeping them in her apartment as a pet. It was all a surprise, and he's getting married to her here in just a few months. So think about this. You're going to get married to that special somebody. You think you know him pretty well in order to get married to him, right? I mean, you got to know him pretty well. And he doesn't know about the unauthorized chicken. And her getting evicted and the issues, etc., etc., right? And so, not only is that a really good story, and it's a true story, by the way, we don't know what happened to this couple, if they're still together, if this is going to be a big, thing that's going to break them apart or not. But not only is there an unauthorized chicken, damage due to a pet chicken, an engaged couple, but the couple, the guy didn't know that about the chicken and the bad historical things, and they're getting, oh my gosh. It's good stuff. Only in multifamily communities can you run into these kinds of things. It makes for great, as I said before, great conversation. But what can we take away from this other than it's a really good story? Really a couple of things that because I thought about this after I got done laughing and really thought through this a little bit. There's a couple of things to take away from this. Number one, don't ever have a pet chicken. Like, that's number one. And I say that, jokingly, but for some of you, you shouldn't have that chicken if you got one. Okay. So number one, no pet chickens. Number two, you probably need to know somebody a lot better than you think you do before you plan on getting into a long-term relationship with them. Okay? So here's this guy, well-meaning, he's together with his girl, and how do you not know about the past issues, the credit problems, the evictions, the judgments owed? He doesn't know any of this. This is all a huge surprise to him. Pretty much before you enter into any kind of relationship, and I'm talking not only personal, I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, but personal, of course, but business too. You better know what's going on with folks. You better be digging into backgrounds. You better be checking things out before you enter into a long-term relationship with somebody, both business and personal. A mentor of mine, and he's exactly right about this, said to me a long time ago, it's a hell of a lot easier to get into things than to get out of them, right? I'll say it again. It's a hell of a lot easier to get into things than it is to get out of them. And he is exactly right in many, many ways. So, before you enter into that long-term relationship, business-wise, personal, social-wise, whatever, you may want to just say to yourself, am I getting into an unauthorized chicken incident? Because you don't want to be the person there with egg on your face, pun intended, by the way, when you find out that things are not like you think they are. Actually, they're much different than they appear. Or things, you're not being told some things that you think you probably should know. When you get into any kind of relationship, both business and personal, you want to make sure there is no unauthorized chicken going on. All right? Look, I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast about the unauthorized chicken. and I hope you got a lot out of it. You're welcome for the story that you can tell at your next gathering with that person that you're hanging with, your spouse, your best friend, whatever. You're welcome. Have a great day. Have a great week or weekend, whenever you've chosen to listen to me, and we will talk to you later. We'll see ya. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.